And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample, no. Huh? Might call it a sample, I don't know.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she says the dress is very...
pretty?
And a child might say, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even...
prettier.
And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of... what metal?
Tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
But what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Well, if he went to church, as a rule, he'd wear a suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
brand new.
Huh?
Brand new.
It'd be a brand...
brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
What would...
what were the different... of the old-fashioned three-piece suit?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what were the different parts?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Any other names for vest?
There is another name. Sort of English name. What is it?
Did you ever hear waistcoat?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. But I've never heard it used around this area.
Where have you heard it?
I don't know, reading or something like that.
Have you ever been overseas?
No.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
What did men wear if they were working out around the barn?
Overall, a lot of them did. Our khakis, khaki shirt and pants.
And you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it. You tell someone, would you run inside and...
get my jacket or coat, either one.
And what it could be.
And bring it to me.
So you say he went in and he...
brought my coat to me.
And you say, here I have...
here I brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it would.
It what perfectly last year.
I don't understand.
You say, I tried on the coat to see how well it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulky.
And it makes them do what? They kind of stick out. You say that.
Full.
You ever said bulge or bulge?
Take what?
Bulge or bulge.
Bulls?
Uh-huh.
Did I ever what?
Would you ever use the word bulge out or bulge out?
Well, yes. Yes, I would.
How do you say that?
Well, a bulge out, something could be expanded or...
okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yes.
What if she stands in front of the mirror a lot and...
crimping.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah.
Any other names for crimp or dress up? What would you call a man that
prints
a lot?
Well, sort of vain, I guess.
You ever hear jelly bean?
Oh, yes.
How did you hear that used?
Well, when I was younger, they had what they called jelly beans. I didn't consider myself one, but it's the way you dressed and maybe the way you slicked your hair down or something like that. There was a difference between ordinary person and jelly bean.
Was it a compliment to be called a jelly bean?
I didn't think so.
What did it imply?
Well, sort of a dude-like, you know. He maybe thought he was pretty or something. That was my opinion.
Yeah.
That might not be true, but that was